Good morning, Julia.
Oh, good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. Well, it was a long night on Saturday night. Did you sit up?
Oh, yes. No, I did. Although I have to say I did go to bed at one stage.
Right.
But, yeah, very long night.
It was a long night. What's your reaction to the election? I mean, it was a shock. The polls were all wrong. The people spoke. What's your reaction?
Look, it's really interesting. I mean, it was fascinating, really, as the results were coming in. Certainly, there's been so much discussion about the polls and certainly the accuracy or not of those polls. And although I know that there's been a lot of polls in recent times, even internationally, that have been wrong. I understand Brexit and also the American election where Trump was successful was the same. Certainly, I suppose there was this sort of heightened expectation, wasn't there, on all sides. The other thing is it just seems such a long campaign. We knew for so long that the election was going to be early this year. Then finally we get the announcement. And, of course, then we have, you know, the on Saturday night. But, look, I congratulate the LNP for being re-elected. I mean, it was really a stunning win for them. And also I have congratulated Warren Inch on Saturday night.
Good.
And I know that he'll be fighting in our corner for us, as he has done, really, except for 3 years since 1996.
Did you hear his interview just in this half hour on Fab FM?
No, look, I wasn't able to, Paul.
Okay.
I might catch up with it on a podcast when I can.
Yeah. Well, look, I'll tell you what he said. He mentioned two names. He said Mike Berwick and you, Spencer, get out of the flaming way, basically. As far as, yeah, well, he did. He said, look, you know, those two people, they're old hat, get out of the way that the grid is coming through for power. Now, how do you think this is going to affect the Douglas Shire? And I guess, too, as a caveat to that question, what do you think now, re the power grid? Because that really now, with Warren returned, will definitely go ahead.
Look, yes, of course, it will, because that's an election promise. And what I'm looking forward to is the realisation of a number of election promises. There's some really great stuff that we know that has been announced, particularly the $20 million for the Mossman Mill, the final bit, $8 million for the Wongeti Trail, although we will overall, I think, need more for that. Certainly the $500,000 for Paws and Claws is fantastic. The fence for AFL Crocs is great, and there's a whole lot of other things as well. So, I mean, I suppose now that the election is over, the decision has been made.
Yep.
We always at Douglas Shire, and I have always worked, you know, with whoever is in power on all sides, both state and federal, and have worked with Warren, even as an officer, since 1996 when I first met him. So, I mean, that's the best outcome for any shire, is to work in partnership with both state and federal.
Mm. Did it came as a shock to you? It came to a shock for me when you start seeing these figures coming in with the federal election. I mean, it was a shock, I think, to a lot of people, because we, you know, after reading the polls, you thought, well, Bill Shorten's a shoo-in. But it never happened.
Look, I don't actually really take 100% notice of polls because, of, as I've already said, there's been some different outcomes to polls in recent times.
Yeah.
The other thing is that if you work in the food industry, for example, say the healthy food industries,
yeah,
there's a lot of people who will say aspirational types of comments or tick that aspirational box in a poll. But when they've actually been tracked, when they go into the supermarket, they go and buy the unhealthy option.
Mm.
And so you can't always have the confidence that maybe you should. And I think what's happened is this has proved this. The other thing is that in certainly in the last couple of weeks, even just watching the way the leaders in particular performed, the different issues that were being queried, I actually had a feeling that, I mean, they were saying it was going to be really, really tight. So if it's really, really tight, it can fall either way.
Mm. I have a theory.
And certainly, I should just add that certainly I think it was quite clear that Warren had the edge in terms of being re-elected.
Yeah. But as far as federally is concerned, I have a theory, and I think there were so many, Julia, in this particular federal election that were undecided when they walked into that polling booth. I think there were so many people who were undecided, and on the day they just had to make that decision. And maybe, can I just say this, that maybe it was the devil they knew than the devil they didn't know.
Yes, well, that can often be the case. And you're right, whilst these people who, you know who they're going to vote for, follow politics really closely, there's a whole number of people, and I've spoken to those people too, or they've made comments to me even here in the last couple of weeks. They hadn't made up their mind. They didn't really know who to vote for. But it's also because they've got busy lives. You know, people are focused on different things. And so some people, it's just not a big deal for them.
Now, that's a good summing up. Okay, we're talking to Mayor Julia Loy from Douglas Shire Council. And Julia, Carnival, well, I was going to say it's almost here, but it is here because we've got Spiegeltent, but the action for the street parade and all of the others and Eskimo Joe on the beach, it's all happening. And boy, is this going to be a weekend. You better get some sleep.
Look, we're all super excited. It was great to see you at the launch. I didn't have a chance to say hello on Friday night.
Yep.
I think that went really well. I mean, it was really important for us to be able to acknowledge and celebrate our partners and sponsors. And look, it's just all go, go, go. I know, look, our council crews have been out there, you know, doing all sorts of things in terms of cleaning up foreshores, freshening up the gardens, pruning trees. You see them, you know, making all palms look smicko. And a lot of work goes into that every year. And we really want to make sure that this 25th anniversary, which is a significant milestone, you know, is celebrated. And I love our silver and sunshine theme. So very much looking forward to the parade. I hope people really do go to the Spiegeltent. Every single person who's gone in the last few years has been really positive. That's certainly the feedback that I've got. And also, make sure you get your tickets for Eskimo Joe. It's going to be a beautiful night in Rexmill. There's nothing better than having a fabulous rock concert in Rexmill Park.
Absolutely.
Then we've got the Seafood Festival the next day, of course, the Beach Day. We've got so many great things planned for the Saturday morning Beach Day. And there's also a whole lot of other free events, which I'm not sure if people are aware of. The Legacy 360 GBR experience, taking part at the Sugar Wharf. That's so you can really try yourself out with virtual reality at that one.
Oh.
There's a kids' concert on Sunday at the Surf Club from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And also there's this great thing that we started last year, which is called Tropic Nights. Excuse me, sorry, Paul.
That's all right.
And that is the lights of Carnival will be spectacularly bright this year because we've got two nights of dazzling displays and colourful decorations. And so they're digital projection art,
right,
and that's lighting up the Sugar Wharf. So if you're walking around, say, to Eskimo Joe, or you're going to the Spiegeltent on Friday night, you're just walking around, maybe going down and enjoying all the rides and stuff with your children, have a look at the Sugar Wharf, because you've got some fantastic lighting, Googie Allen tree designs. It's really spectacular. And for those who did see it last year, they were, you know, very impressed.
Yeah, we saw it last year. It was fabulous. Just back to the Spiegeltent, Marion and I went last night. Have you caught Limbo up close yet?
Look, I'll be going this coming Thursday, Paul.
Oh,
but
Julia.
Looking forward to it.
Julia. I'll tell you what, the performers, you will, like me and Marion, gasp. These guys, they do stuff that you go, no, that's impossible. It is absolutely, and the music, the band they've got there is fabulous as well. They've got a drummer there that's just out of this world. But there's remember this one, it's a fabulous act. They are on these wooden, sort of wooden sticks that bend, and these two performers just keep bending and coming into each other and away from each other and down almost to the deck as well. It is absolutely fantastic. And the physiques on this men, Julia, are you, what can I say? These men, are they built? I say that in a virile, manly way, but Marion's eyes were like saucers.
Look, they've always been fantastic performances. Sorry, and you're right. It's like, how do people do that?
How do they do it?
I mean, their bodies are just incredible. And I remember last year there was quite a few interviews with some of them, and it was very interesting because they did have very unique bodies in terms of that flexibility. But no, look, they've all been fantastic performances. And what's been great, because this is now the fourth year, is it's always different. And so people can't, they don't need to say, well, I saw that two years ago, so I won't go, because there's various different shows. And look, just jump on the website. There's all the details about all the different shows, the times, and yeah, don't miss it, because to have something like that in Douglas,
it is,
with our population, right on beautiful Market Park, looking out over on, you know, Dixon Inlet, is beautiful. It's just fantastic.
Beautiful. It is, and that Spiegel tent, go inside. It's like a piece of art. It's just fabulous. Okay, let's move on now. Now back to sort of council-y issues. Noah Creek Bridge, located on Cape Tribulation Road between Thornton Beach and Cape Tribulation, council has received the preliminary design from NQ Civil Contractors.
Yes, I'm not sure if people are aware. One of the bridges that we knew we had to do a significant repair job. In fact, it's going to be a new bridge. And so we were successful in getting some funding also, which was great, because these bridges certainly cost a lot of money. And so now what we've got is, as you've already said, the preliminary design from NQ Civil Contractors, because the tender was a design and construct. And so now we're at the situation where we've got to wait for approvals from state government, so we're not sure about the timeframe. So we're not able at this stage to provide any certainty about when the construction will commence, but we're always wary, you know, and try to time these things so that they're not impinging directly in the height of the tourism season. So what we're hoping is that we will commence this year, so I'll be able to give you more updates as more information comes my way. But the existing bridge will remain in use until the new bridge is opened. And that's what we requested, and that's what we set out in terms of the specifications.
Good.
Because that means then that, of course, disruption will be minimal for locals and tourists.
And Julia, Mossman Library will be a hive of activity today.
Actually, that was on Saturday.
Oh, I thought it was today. It said the 20th.
Oh, that's interesting. While
we talk about the next thing, I'll just double check on that. But it did say on the website, I think the 20th, but I could be corrected.
Okay, look, okay. The only reason I say that is because I've got a media release in front of me and it does about Saturday. And the other thing is I wasn't able to go, but when I was in Woolies later on that morning, a fellow came up to me and he just said he'd been to it and he said how fantastic it was. And there was apparently about 80 people there, which is really good. And Julia Toff did a great job, of course. We know Julia very well. She used to be a teacher at the school and she's just so involved and she's got so much information about beekeeping. And I understand now that there may be a local group that is going to form as a result of her talk.
I'll tell you where I got it mixed up, Julia, because today is World Bee Day today, May 20th. And I thought World Bee Day, you see, I tied it up. But anyway.
Well, that's obviously why we had it very close to World Bee Day.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Anyway, it was all sweet on the day.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so enough puns. Okay, now, construction on a crocodile-shaped pump track is underway at the George Davis Park site. I hope I got this one right.
Yes, because I've been following it and passing it in the car, and I even went up and had a closer look on Saturday. So construction has definitely started, and we're very excited about this. You probably know from previous CATs that we had a bit of a competition in terms of what we called for the design, which is the Battle of the Reptiles. That was between a croc and a snake.
Yeah.
And the crocodile design certainly edged out the snake, and I understand from talking to the World Trail people that this is the one that is the most challenging for young people, and people are going to enjoy it. So that's great.
That is great.
So we're hoping, I haven't got quite when it's going to be finished, but I know that they don't take that long once they start.
Yep.
And so it's another great addition to, you know, for kids, things for kids to do, particularly in Mossman and sort of further north. They can come in to Mossman, maybe, you know, their parents are going to be doing something else and they can enjoy the pump track. And also I know that, you know, kids from Port want to come over as well. Although we've already got one at Port and we built that a couple of years ago and it's been so popular. And we were, I think, the first in Queensland to build a pump track. So they're certainly taking off now. many shires are doing them. We're also installing new shade sails above the playground equipment at George Davis Park as well.
Okay. Now, I hope I got this one right. I got my fingers crossed. It's the opening of the Tropical Destinations Photographic Exhibition at the Port Douglas Community Hall tonight at 6 p.m. Please tell me I'm right.
Yes, you are, because okay. I want to make sure I get there on time because I've got to open it. Look, the Douglasshire Photographic Society is a great society. And I really encourage people to go along to the Port Douglas Community Hall tonight to see the opening. You'll meet a lot of people that you know well, and you can see all the work that they've done during the year. And it's open to anyone, and it's all part of our Carnival program as well. And they've been doing this in the Port Douglas Community Hall for a number of years now.
Sounds fantastic.
And
of course,
that's open all week, or open throughout Carnival as well.
Through Carnival. So that'll be good. It'd be good to get some of the local, you know, the people who are visiting to come and see that, because I take it that, and I've never been to one and I'd like to have a look at it, I take it that most of it is on the region. There's nothing sort, it's all sort of focusing on the region.
Look, very much. I mean, every photographer, of course, you know, they may have done some travelling throughout Australia or somewhere else, and that they may feature those photographs as well. But generally it is, and you just see beautiful shots. We've got some stunning photographers in this region and have for some time. And they also produce a calendar, a yearly calendar, which you can buy at the community hall, and you can also, throughout the year until they run out, buy them at the Mossman Markets.
Fantastic. All right, Julie, have a great day. I'll talk to you next week. I'll probably see, see you in between time anyway with Carnival.
Yes, I think we might.
I think you will.
No, I just want to say one final thing,
sure,
Paul.
Sure.
I just really want to encourage everyone to support Carnival this year. It is a significant milestone. There's not many events that in Far North Queensland that can survive 25 years. We're going really strong. We want to make sure that we keep going, and that's why enjoy it, have fun, lots of free events. The ticket events are fabulous. Take advantage of it and support the council and support your community.
Good.
Thanks very much.
Good summing up. Thanks, Julia.
Okay, no worries. Thanks, Paul. Bye-bye.